Hello, welcome to Thin Safety Pin Podcast number 3. I am your host. My name is Bruce. I play Creative Commons music from all over the world and talk pretty moronically in between some of the songs. We're going to start things off today with the man, the myth, the replacement, Paul Westerberg from his album Folker. That's a terrible, terrible title. This one's called Looking Up in Heaven.
Sunday morning I felt the parade. Someone leaving the world today. I looked low, I looked high, I only miss one friend. Before I go, I look high again. So I went looking up in heaven, but you weren't anywhere in sight. They asked me to stick around, but without you it just wasn't right. I went looking up in heaven, but it wasn't anywhere in sight. Sunday evening I get the blues. Someone's sleeping in a tennis shoes. I look low and I look high. Only miss one friend. Before I go, I look high again. I went looking up in heaven, but you weren't anywhere in sight. They asked me to stick around, but without you it just wasn't right. I went looking up in heaven, but you weren't anywhere in sight. I met a little angel, she asked me if I could step outside. I'll make you forget it, I'll make you forget it. Baby, won't you watch me fly?
Paul Westerberg, Looking Up in Heaven. This is the Thin Safety Pin Podcast. I'm Bruce. Before I forget, if you have any feedback on the show, I would love to hear from you. You can email me, thinsafetypin@yahoo.com. You can post a response on thinsafetypin.com, or you can post your comments on the iTunes Music Store in the podcast directory. Right now, going from Paul Westerberg, who once did a song called World Class Fad, to a band called World Class. How do you like that for professional talking and stuff?
Yourself to yourself.
yourself to yourself. And I know that I just can't help you out. My love's not what this is about.
Thank you.
Cassettes Won't Listen right there with a song called Cutting Balloons. Before that, World Class brought a little bit of the Benz flavor with a song called Etc. I'm Bruce. You are listening to Thin Safety Pin Podcast number 3. Right now, a West Virginia singer-songwriter by the name of Michael Gum, who actually, if you are able to click through on the little link there, or if you go to michaelgum.livejournal.com, which is where it takes you, you can hear he does some interesting covers there. For the younger set, he does some Britney Spears, Toxic, and for the old farts like me, Cutting Crews, I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight. Yeah, I basically know it because of my brother. I'm not really that old. Really, I'm cool. I'm hip with the teens.
Know where I'm going with my life, baby, I've got it all written out. There ain't just 1 hour that I think I can do without. 6 a.m. I take a shower, at 8 I'm out the door. And in between these pen marks, I don't think I can take much more. But I'll try to pencil you in. Seems I'm always full of other things to do. You have the last second of my day, that one is just for you. Though I'll try to squeeze you in, sometimes you just won't fit. Love you when I get around to it. At my job from 9 to 5, at 6 I'm home again. I'll have dinner, watch some TV shows, and fall asleep at 10. 8 hours I sleep, and then the next day is just the same. I'm running things efficiently. Change would be a shame, but I'll try to pencil you in. Seems I'm always full of other things to do. You have a last second of my day, that one is just for you. I know you're saying you need me more, but I just wish you'd quit. I love you when I get around to it. Though I can try to make my day, it just wouldn't feel right, cause I love the way it feels tonight. You're out of mind and I'm out of sight. Seems I'm always full of other things to do. You can have a last second of my day, that one is just for you. Now it seems that you're the best that I can get. I'll love you when I get around to it. Love you when I get around to it. Love you when I get around to it.
We could be happy. it'd be weightless, high above the jet stream.
That right there is a band called Motorway with their song Jetstream. They are from New Orleans, Louisiana, or Nolens, for those of you that like to say things like Nolens and Louisville. Yeah, New Orleans, I don't know, whatever. Right now, one of my favorite discoveries of this here podcast, a singer-songwriter out of Ohio who actually has... I don't even know how many, 5 or 6, maybe even 7 full albums up on his site for free download, which just exemplifies the spirit of Creative Commons to me. His name is Josh Woodward, and this is a song called Adventures of the Deaf Dreamer.
Once I had this dream that I was standing in Osaka. There was a geisha and a refugee, and deep down in her pocket there was a tarnished silver locket, and the picture frame had always been empty. She takes that refugee to town and keeps her eyes down on the ground, as if she's waiting for the earth to open up and pull a geisha and that man into the cauldrons of Japan, beneath the streets that only serve to keep the gravity at bay. She talks, I sleepwalk, and I did not hear a thing. Oh, I did not hear a thing. Oh, once I had this dream. There were two star-crossed teenage lovers trying to keep their secrets safe from everyone. Cause if the parents ever learned this, they would slash and they would burn this, and everything they know would be undone. So they hid beneath the bleachers, out of view from all the teachers, as the marching band played Hail to the Team. It was the last game of the season. They were shaking, they were freezing. There was nothing but their bodies in between. She talks, I sleepwalk, you know. I did not hear a thing. Oh, I did not hear a thing. Why am I asleep? She's wide awake. So why am I asleep? Once I had this dream that I could see inside your mind, and all the mysteries unraveled like a thread. Once I had this dream that I could see inside my own mind, past an island, the walls inside my head. And it all was making sense as I let go of my defenses, and I saw the world for what it really was. And I opened up my eyes to see the end of the disguise, but I was blind before I even saw a thing.
and drive yourself crazy. Got no rings on these fingers, but look round my eyes. I don't need commitment to sing me some good old sad bastard goodbye. And no, I don't wanna watch my clothes at a just picks up the big talk that ends everything. It's on giggles and grief. Mazzy starship flies tonight. Hope and grace. To mull it on over when after ride mixes, but you came in sixes, and I want my finest fee delivered to my place in sickness and health. And no, I don't regret the conjugal visits to playgrounds at night. Do
Rookie Card, a band out of San Diego, California, with a song called Mazzy Starship. As I was looking through their website, trying to find a picture to use for the little image that pops up when the song plays there, I noticed that their pictures reminded me a lot of the pictures that my old band used to take, which by that I mean they're pretty terrible, but they looked like they're having fun when they took them, so... Yeah, I don't know. That may actually be the first time I've played a band from my home state of California. So, rock on, California. Rock on, Chicago. Rock over, London. Right now, this is a band called the Mercury Stars out of New York. They don't know.
I saw you smiling, though your heart is breaking, your spirits are high. And hey, I saw you laughing, though your heart is ripped in two, you didn't bite. Everybody says they've seen you shining, everybody says they feel the glow, everybody wonders if you. Suggesting that you're holding back a flood. And hey, you haven't got the courage, I haven't got those skills for love. Everybody says they've seen you shining, everybody says they feel the glow, everybody wonders if you're coming around again. They don't. Everybody says they've seen you shining.
turns things all around until you find the strength to follow through. You can try, try again.
Lake Holiday with the shorter, I guess you could call it a radio edit version of American Summer. The longer one is like 20 minutes long. Both of those are freely available, as is the rest of that EP, on the Internet Archive, which is a very cool site if you've never been there. Archive.org has all kinds of live performances from taper-friendly bands, as well as some labels that choose to freely release their stuff on the internet under a Creative Commons license, and that is what Lake Holiday's label did, or Lake Holiday did, maybe. I'm not sure exactly which it was, but obviously they had the consent of the band either way. And guess what, kids? That's another episode of the podcast in the can. Not like the toilet. I haven't been doing this from the toilet this time. Honest. I haven't. No toilet broadcasting at all this time. In the can being that I'm almost done recording it, so you're almost done listening to it if you're to this point. So, yeah, you don't have to worry about listening to me blather on a whole lot more. Right now I'm going to leave you with a band called The Vision of a Dying World. This one is called As the Morning Gilds the Sky. Started out with Looking Up in Heaven, ending up with As the Morning Gilds the Sky. There's something beautiful and far too planned out for the podcast here about that. But there you go. Anyway, I will see you next time. Bye-bye.
As you make your way back home, you should know you're not alone. Though
at times we won't be near. Think of me and in the morning I'll be here.
Is waking.